Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
But before that, Ken, we got to close the show out giving out our best bets for a week two NFL Sunday. So without further ado, Rick Camp, kindly drop that dope ass beat. Really quickly on the actives and inactives, like nothing else really noteworthy has popped. All the players we thought would be active are active, that are inactive, so nothing really to report. If anything crazy pops, Tyler and company, just write it to me in the chat. Otherwise, I think we're good with the information that we gave out in the last segment. Trey Sermon is active, by the way, as expected, as the Niners said that he was going to be. So Ken, let's start our best bets here in this mad sprint to the finish. Saints down to a 3-point favorite. So Ken, this number is off 3.5. Back to now 3. Saints minus 3 on the road at Carolina, total 44.5.
Yeah, no bet on the side for me in this game. Division underdog, my number says the Saints, like a lot of mixed signals. With that, the total movement down plus the injury report that you gave out, I think 44.5 is a good enough number to come in and play the over now in this game. No inclement weather expected. Over 44.5 for me. And if you want to wait till kickoff, maybe we see 44, but I'm getting in right now.
You know, I agree. You know, I said earlier this week on You Better You Bet, I like the over in this game, and I'm on the Panthers. Now, I have plus 3.5. I think the Panthers are going to win, so Panthers on the money line at Bet Rivers right now, plus 140. So Panthers and the over. Ken, we move to Cleveland, where the Browns are now up to 13.5 against the Texans, maybe that half point because Jedrick Wills is going to play. And not that, like, Wills is, like, a spread player, but, like, the downgrade would have been from first string to third string if Wills didn't play. So the Browns now nearly a 2-touchdown favorite, total 48, Cleveland hosting Houston.
Yeah, side, no bet for me yet. If we were to see a 14 minus 110 by the time we get to kickoff, that's enough of a difference between my number and the market to make a bet. So very, very close on Houston right now in terms of just against the spread. Obviously, I think Cleveland's very likely to win the game, but a big number. And then total-wise, I like the over a lot. I mean, that was Wills playing too. I think Cleveland's going to obviously be able to run the ball. Jacksonville was able to put up a bunch of yards on Houston. Cleveland, much, much, much better offense than that. And then Houston's offense last week, for people who didn't see that game, much more dynamic than we were expecting. Interesting run packages. Tyrod Taylor throwing the ball downfield. So I think actually both teams could score a little bit here. I like the over.
I give Ken a lot of credit. He was on this over basically before anybody this week. I agree. Give me the over 48 points with Cleveland and Houston, and kind of agree as well. If it hits 14, I think Houston's actually worth the play, believe it or not. We move to Chicago and Cincinnati, Ken, where the Bears are a 1.5-point favorite over Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Total 44.5. Have reports that Justin Fields is going to see more playing time today. Who the hell knows what that means with Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace, and the Bears. I don't know what to do with this game, Ken. Maybe you can make some sense of it. Chicago 1.5, total 44.5.
I think the only time to bet this game was when those plus threes were around with Cincinnati. We talked about this on Tuesday. If either team ever got the three against each other, I think it would be an auto bet for me. Now that we're seeing like 1, 1.5, I honestly think the right thing to do is not bet this game. We don't have a great teaser option to put Cincinnati with. If you want to create an open teaser leg with them, save something for next week, okay, sure, maybe for a small bet. But honestly, I think this is a game to pass right now with the number under 3.
I don't disagree. I mean, I'm not going to play side or total. I have like 5 props in the game, though. And if you missed that, we'll podcast all the prop bets. But yes, no bet for me, side or total right now with the Bengals and the Bears. Ken, that takes us to Pittsburgh, where the Steelers, 6-point favorites over the Las Vegas Raiders. Both teams are 1-0. The total has dropped down to 46.5. So a little bit of money on the Raiders here, pushing them down to 6 from 6.5. And the total has come down from 47 now to 46.5.
Yeah, I mean, an interesting game just for my handicapping, because my number says play the Raiders, but my number has a tough time taking into account like the injuries, plus Monday night overtime, plus Gruden travel, and he's one of the worst coaches going to the Eastern time zone that we have in the history of the NFL. So like all my numbers saying one thing, all of these kind of historical trends or, you know, like informational analysis saying the other, to me, that just creates a game to pass basically. So no bet for me here.
I love that. My numbers telling me no, but the handicaps telling me yes. Yeah, I got nothing on this game either, side or total. If I had to play it, I would definitely lay it with the Steelers. But no bet for me, side or total from the Steelers and the Raiders. I will stick with my bevy of props for Pittsburgh and Las Vegas to Indianapolis, where the Colts, with a almost fully healthy offensive line with Quentin Nelson going to go in this game. Eric Fisher, a surprising active here, so Fisher's going to start at left tackle. Braden Smith, the right tackle, is not going to play here. But this Indy offensive line is nearly at full strength, and that's been kind of like, if you liked Indy coming into the year, it's been okay, offensive line's going to be good. Lean on that, run the ball, don't let Carson Wentz make mistakes. The line wasn't healthy last week. They get bulldozed by Seattle. The Colts, 3.5-point home dogs against Matthew Stafford and the Rams, can total 48.5. Does the Colts offensive line being healthier make you want to make a play here in this game?
Not really. I said earlier in the week, I like the Rams a little bit. That's going to be a small bet for me. He's still nothing on the total. My number's about this, but I just think with the Colts, it's less about the offensive line and more about just complete inability to create explosive pass plays. Like, if they ever end up trailing in this game, very unlikely they can come back to win. It's really just a bet against Carson Wentz, honestly. So I do like the Rams a little bit here at 3.5.
And I think the Rams, I think it makes sense, and I think we can assume rational coaching with Sean McVay, come out winging it in this game. You build a lead, the Colts are not going to be able to come back. Like, that's not what this team is built for here. So, you know, Ken's going to do it, so I'll do it too. I'm thinking, I'll wait for a 3, but you know what? If it's going to be 3.5, I'll lay it with the Rams, because I am also anti-Carson Wentz. So Rams, for myself and Ken, also gave props out for this game earlier on the show. You Better You Bet, BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, wrapping up the Week 2 Sunday edition here of Countdown to Kickoff, giving you our best bets for every game on the board. Ken, the Niners, 3-point road favorites on the road in Philly, total of 49.
Yeah, I know you like the over in this game. We've talked about it already. Definitely, if I had to bet the total, that's where I would go. I did end up betting San Francisco -3 at the start of the week. Again, my number says this should probably be closer to 5.5, 6, just based on each team's Week 1 closing line. Like, if Philly's going to be a 3.5 underdog to Atlanta, can they really be getting this much credit here against a team that potentially is a Super Bowl contender? I think that's an interesting topic of conversation. I would argue no, not that Philly can't win the game, but just that I would like to bet into the market. So San Francisco at a small number is my bet in this game.
I'm on Philadelphia, but I have +3.5. I just think they're going to be able to take advantage of all these San Francisco defensive injuries, especially in the secondary. So I'm on Philly +3.5. At +3, I have much less interest. But as Ken told you early in the show, if you like Philly at this point at +3, play them on the money line, +130 over at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. And as Ken told you, I am on the over of this game. I have 48.5. I would also play over 49. Ken to Miami, where the Dolphins, 3.5-point home underdogs against Josh Allen and the Bills. Total here, 48.
I just think this is a game that's lined correctly. My number is between 3.5 and 4. It's worth noting that Miami falls into the category of division underdogs. This is a thing that's been very valuable the last decade in the NFL. Division underdogs also 3-0 so far this season, so it's carried over to this season as well. This is one of those. So, again, if I had to bet the game, maybe just play that angle, but I don't think this is a number worth betting into for me.
Yeah, no play for me, side or total, which is sad. I'm excited to watch this game as a viewer and as a prop bettor, but I have no play, side or total, for Buffalo and Miami. If I had to play it, I guess I would lay it with Buffalo, but don't feel strongly about it. Ken, the Broncos, 6-point favorites in Jacksonville, total 45.5.
Vic Fangio, defensive-minded head coach, likely to be a conservative game plan, yet he finds himself a big, big favorite on the road. I think this is sort of an overreaction to what we saw with them pummeling the Giants in Week 1. As bad as Jacksonville was, I just can never get to 6 in this game. So I think something like 4, 4.5 makes a lot more sense. Getting 6, it has to be the Jaguars for me, as much as people may want to hold their nose there.
Yeah, close your nose, take the Jaguars. Easy bet to make, Jaguars +6. To MetLife, where the Patriots, 6-point road favorites at Zach Wilson and the Jets, total of 43.
Anything under 6, I mean, I know there's been 5.5 this morning, last night in a couple places. Anything under 6, I like the Patriots. We talked about that earlier in the week. 6 is a pass for me. The total is interesting. We have that trend. Both teams go under, you play the over the next week, and we have a very low total here. I know you like the over. I would just be a little worried about Belichick against a quarterback like Zach Wilson. We know all the stats about when he faces rookie quarterbacks, how much they struggle, but if I had to play the total, I'd play the over. I know that's what you like as well.
Yeah, Patriots at anything under 6 and over 43, my plays for the Patriots and the Jets. Ken, we got to motor through these here. Cardinals, 3.5-point home favorites against the Vikings, total 50.5.
Now, would the Vikings have these injuries? If they have no position in the game, I'd pass.
I agree. I have Vikings +4.5, so does Ken, and now the Vikings have these injuries, and we're stuck with our tickets, so no bet on the game for me at the current number. Bucks, -12.5 against the Falcons, total 51.5.
Favorite bet of the week, love Atlanta at the number. All the historical trends that I kind of monitor, past decade, et cetera, everything says Atlanta's a good bet here. Everything says fade Tampa. They're playing each other. That's an easy bet for me.
Yeah, and Atlanta can attack Tampa the same way that Dallas did, albeit maybe not with the same results, but I think Atlanta can fall inside this number, plus the 12.5. I'm on the Falcons as well. Chargers, a 3-point, quote-unquote, home favorite. It's going to be a home game for the Cowboys, probably. Chargers laying 3 at home against Dallas, total 55.
Have Dallas plus 3 from earlier in the week. The argument is, can the Chargers really be a 2.5-point underdog to Washington, turn around, play a game with a million Cowboys fans, and be a 3-point favorite? With the Dallas injuries, maybe the answer is yes. I'm willing to bet the answer is no. I like Dallas.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will like the over in this game. I just feel like with conservative Mike McCarthy, maybe a bad red zone offense for the Chargers. Can't bet that total. I actually would bet the Chargers if I had to bet the game, but no bet on the side for me in this game. Just a lot of props. Seahawks laying 6 against the Titans. Ken, this number's off 6.5. Total here is 54 in about 15 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, Carolyn Wilson is a favorite, always something I'm willing to fade, placing a playoff team from last year. I think you get a good number because Tennessee was so bad last week. I like the Titans.
Yeah, I like the Titans as well. And I think if you like the Titans out there, you, the person listening or watching, I feel like you have to like the over as well, because you know Seattle's going to score on this terrible Tennessee defense. So if Tennessee's going to keep it close, I like the over and I like Tennessee in this game. Titans at Seahawks. And we close, Ken, in about 10 seconds. Chiefs laying 3.5 in Baltimore Sunday Night Football, total 53.5.
I'm going to lay 3.5 with Kansas City. I have no play on the total.
All right, let's do it. You know what, buddy? I'll ride with you on the Chiefs laying the 3.5 here. I'll ride with you on Kansas City laying the 3.5. Ken?
Come aboard, Your Majesty. Let's do it. Yeah.
Ken, let me tell you, man. Great job by you. I mean, you sounded great over the phone. Love the Wi-Fi. This was absolutely awesome. Looking forward to doing 4 hours of hopefully not this coming up tomorrow on You Better You Bet, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern with you in your home studio.
Hopefully. Yes, absolutely. Celebrating all of our winners. Hopefully, or at least more winners than losers. That's what we're going for.
That's your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, my guy, Ken Barkley. Reminder, Inside the Betting Lines coming up right after us in minutes here on BetQL with Quinton Mayo and JP Flame. For all your betting information, do not change the channel. Keep it locked here to BetQL. That's coming up after us. Ken and I tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern on You Better You Bet. Until then, I'm wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.